Sometimes that's good singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just top shelf stuff. Don't forget, I was thinking about while I was sitting there, if I was ever going to start another church, you know what I'd name it? Live Like You Want To, Baptist Church. We want to welcome you to Live Like You Want To, Baptist Church. You won't need the Bible. We're not living that way anyway. I'm just kidding about all that kind of. It's good to have the Philippines in our church, and Brother Randy's going to come. Now, don't let the time bother you. You've got nobody going to check. You just go ahead and preach on and all that, and we'll be here when you get done. And if not, well, we'll be through eating. But no, you just come on and don't let it. We burned up some of your time here. God bless you, brother. Yes, sir. You got that turned on?
I'm fixing it.
Try not to tear that mic up.
I'll do my best. I'm going to try to blame it on Brother Benny.
Let Benny.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Is it on? Oh, yeah. Well, it's hot, isn't it? Amen. Whoo, what good singing. God is still good, amen. Woo. Looking back over my life. Boy, how he's been good to me. Let me meet my wife, get married to her, brought me to this church. Amen. What a blessing. I don't know how long it's been, 25 plus. I don't know. It's been a long time since we've been here. What a blessing it's been. What a blessing you've been, Pastor, for preaching the Word of God, for not straying to the left or right, but sticking with the Word of God, sticking with the old past. And that's what I'm going to preach about a little bit this morning is the old past. But I tell you what, I just can't help but say, God is still good, amen. Whew. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Boy, that song Abigail sung, what a blessing. What a blessing. Things look different on the mountains from the shepherd's point of view. Whew. Boy, if that doesn't do something for you or something wrong with you. Because I know in my life I've done a lot of things. I've been through a lot of valleys that I didn't know how I was going to come out of. I didn't know why I was there, amen. But he knew. Woo. And looking back now, I can see his point of view from them mountains. Sometimes I can see how he was there in the valley with me, even though I know he wasn't. Boy, that blessed my heart. That blessed my heart. Well, I quit rambling because I know y'all ready to eat.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, yeah, we know you are, brother. Jeremiah chapter 6, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. If you got your place, say amen. Amen, amen. If y'all would, for the stand for the reading of God's word. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to say that I love you. Lord, I thank you for this church, for what it stands for. For every head that's bowed here, Lord God, I pray that you will bless them. Lord, right now for a few minutes, Lord God, I pray that you will just use me for your honor and your glory. Use me as your mouthpiece. Lord, I pray that you will give your people something from your word. Not of me, but from you, Lord. Lord, there's one here that doesn't know you in the free pardon of sin right now. Lord God, I pray that you would just save them. Oh, the best thing that's ever happened to me is the day that you saved my soul. Ooh. Lord, we just want to say we love you. We thank you. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for everything that happens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I want to preach for just a minute about the old past. About the old past. First part of the verse, I'm pretty much just going to break down this one little verse for a little bit. I got 6 points, 83 sub-points, so hope y'all aren't hungry. Just kidding. It says, thus saith the Lord. That's pretty important, isn't it? Maybe we ought to give it heed. Thus saith the Lord, pretty important. It says, stand ye in the ways. So the first thing I see here, he's telling us to stand. Not just anywhere. Don't stand where you want to. He's saying, stand in the ways. Ephesians 6, 10 through 13 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Hey, let me tell you, that Christian life is going to be a fight. We've got to put on the whole armor of God, amen. It's a fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. You better be ready to fight. It says that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If you want to stand against the devils, you got to put on the whole armor of God. That's where we get it right there. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Are you standing? Let me ask you one better. What are you standing on? Well, I know so many people, they don't stand for anything. Talk to one person, that's who they stand with. Turn right around and talk to another person, that's who they stand with. They don't stand for anything. So many churches are the same way. So many Christians, they're blown around with every wind of doctrine, amen. Boy, there's churches I see, they're taking Baptists off their church sign. Independent fundamental Baptists, they're starting to go the liberal way. They're starting to go the worldly way. They're changing their music a little bit. They're changing the Word of God. They're falling away from the old past that we're talking about because they weren't willing to take a stand. They weren't willing to stand by what thus saith the Lord, amen. They changed their mind like most people change socks except for Tanner. I mean, you know, hey, if they don't have a hole in them, they're good, right? But they changed their mind like most people change their socks. They quit regarding Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. They quit trusting in the Lord with all their heart. And they started leaning on their own understandings. And in all thy ways, they quit acknowledging Him. And you know what happened? He quit directing their paths. That's where we're at in the time we live in. There's so many churches, so many Christians that God's quit directing their paths because they don't stand for anything. They don't stand on the Word of God. They don't have a firm foundation. They're not standing on the solid rock, Christ Jesus, amen. Proverbs 14, 12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What are you standing on? You're either going to stand with God, you're either going to stand on the Word of God, you're either going to stand on the old paths that have been trodden down before us, or you're going to stand with the world. Choice is yours. Where are you standing? I know some people say, you know, well, I mean, it really doesn't matter where I stand. I'm just barely off the path. You know, I'm just partly off the path. You know, sure, I might talk a little bit like the world, but not as bad as some people talk, you know. I don't cuss as bad as others do. Thank you for the one. Yeah, man. It's the truth, though. Hey, I might listen to a little worldly music. I might listen to a little country. It's okay. Is it? Is it? Let's just get personal. I might listen to contemporary Christian. There's a big thing going around Facebook, if you're anybody on Facebook, about Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No? Couple yeses. Well, anyway, Brandon Lake, he's a contemporary Christian artist. Long hair, going straight to hell. And Jelly Roll, y'all know who he is? Tattooed up. He's had a rough life, no doubt. He needs the Lord. We know that. But at the same time, now he's confessing God. He's confessing God out of one side of his mouth, and he's cussing on the other side of his mouth. Let me tell you, that's not a God. That's not a God. And if you're listening to that stuff, that contemporary Christian music, hey, there's an evil spirit on that. You better be careful, amen. I'm not saying, they say, well, it's just the words that's wrong. Well, it's more than the words, amen. There's an evil spirit on it. But I'm not going there. I'm not preaching about music right now. You might say, well, I might not dress how God wants me to, but, you know, compared to how the world dresses, which we all know, been to Walmart, we know how they dress, don't we? They run around naked everywhere. Well, I don't dress quite as bad as they do. What are you standing on? How you dressing? Hey, let me just tell you, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. Stand ye in the ways. Don't fall off the old path, amen? Hey, it's time we take a stand. It's time we quit straddling the fence. I'm sick and tired of seeing Christians straddling the fence. They live one way in church. They live another way in the world. I'm sick and tired of it. Hey, we should live by the Bible 24-7, amen? We should live by the Word of God 24-7. Am I saying sinless perfection? No, we all sin. We all fall short, amen? But what I am saying, there should be a noticeable difference. When you're out in the world, you shouldn't be one way in church and another out in the world. Another way out in where you're working. Matthew 6, 24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. It doesn't say you may be able to. It says you cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. So why are you straddling the fence? You can't do both. You're either picking one or you're picking the other. If you're straddling the fence, you on the other. You're not standing on the way. You're not standing on the old path that we're preaching about. Amen. Hey, the Lord's telling us it's time to take a stand. It's time to start standing on the promises of God. Start standing against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. Take a stand. Amen. That's what I'm getting at in the first point. Take a stand. I'll tell you what, the best decision I ever made was salvation. But the best decision I ever made besides salvation was the time that I purposed in my heart, amen, that it was time to quit straddling the fence. It's time to quit living like the world. It's time to quit doing like the world, amen, and start standing on the Word of God. Start standing on the old path that the old men of God have trodden out, amen. There's nothing better. Sure, you have fun in the world for a season, amen, but I can tell you, no greater joy have I ever had in my life than standing on the promises of God, amen. Proverbs 3, 5 to 7 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Look right there. Be not wise in thy own eyes. You got to get rid of some of your pride. Some of my pride. But look at that next part. Something I think we've lost as a whole. Be not wise in thy own eyes. It says, fear the Lord. Whew, Lord, help me. Fear the Lord. Do you fear him? Do you actually fear the Lord? Turn with me to Matthew 10, 34. Matthew 10, 34. That's probably the only one I'm going to make y'all turn to today. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, but it's worth looking at. We all know it. A lot of us could probably quote it by heart. Matthew 10, 34. We've lost the fear of God, amen. But Matthew 10, 34 says, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword, amen. Boy, we hear a lot of preaching about how God loves us, and he does. But he didn't come to send peace. He didn't come to make you feel good how you're living. He came with a sword. This is the sword, amen, right here. Where are you standing? Well, I'll tell you what, that old hymn, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, amen. Whew, are you standing on the rock, Christ Jesus? I tell you what, it's time we take a stand. A stand in the old ways, in the old paths. Back in our text in Jeremiah 16, it says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. But then it goes on to say, and see. Let me ask you, have you been looking towards God? So you don't wander off the old path? Have you been looking towards God for the straight and narrow way? 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We're to be looking. It says, stand and see, amen. You know, you can't look around and see what's coming if you're running. If you're always in a hurry, you can't see what's coming behind you. If you're in a hurry, something's coming, but you don't know it. Amen. You're focused on work. Sometimes we focus on the everyday hustle of life. I do. You get caught up in work. You get home from work. You get up early. You work hard all day. You get home, kick your feet up in the recliner, watch some TV. You want to relax. Amen. That's what I want to do. Amen. Maybe get on my phone. Y'all probably wonder why I always talk about phones, don't you? Y'all want to know why? Because they're bad. It's pretty simple, because they're bad, amen? Not entirely. There's a lot of good information on the phone, but how are you using the phone? What you see matters. What are you looking at on your phone? But I tell you what, we waste a lot of time sitting there, get home from work, like I said, tired and all that, scrolling through Facebook, maybe scrolling through TikTok. Son calls it the devil's app, amen? My wife disagrees, amen. But we take all our time, and next thing I know, you look down and, ooh, it's bedtime. What have I done with God? What have you done with God? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I hate preaching to myself. But it's the truth regardless of who I'm preaching to, amen? But we do. Sometimes we get so busy of the things of this world that we don't stop. that we don't take a stand and look around us and see what's going on. When's the last time you stood around and just looked at what's happening? I don't know. Maybe next thing you know, you look up, you got no time for your family, no time for your kids, no time for your wife, maybe no time for your grandkids and all that. But you don't realize it. Then one day you look around. You look back and say, man, how did I get so far away from God? Maybe you wonder why my kids are acting like that. Wonder how my kids went astray. Why is my family not desiring the things of God? Well, can I tell you, it's because we quit looking towards God. It's what we're looking at, what we're seeing. We quit following the old paths that have been set before us. Mama, Daddy, sir, ma'am, can I just ask you, can I just tell you, it's time we take a stand. It's time we take a stand against the world, the flesh, the devil, amen. We have a younger generation that's coming up, amen. And it's our job to look after them. It's our job to look after their souls, to look after their hearts, to look after their mind. It's our job to lead them. Lead them in the right things. Lead them in the Word of God. Show them the things that God has to say. Show them what's right. Show them what's wrong. Amen. If we don't show them, what are we going to do? Let the world show them? Lord, help us all. Lord, help us all. Let me ask you, what are you seeing on a daily basis? Where's your focus at? What do you spend most of your time doing? It's either going to be the things of God or the things of the world. Like I said earlier, it's your choice. You have a decision to make every day. I have a decision to make every single day. What are you looking towards? Makes me think of Lot's wife. She'd been looking at Sodom and Gomorrah, which we know is a picture of the world. She'd been looking at Sodom and Gomorrah for years. And as a result, that's what was in her heart. Yeah. And so when God gave Lot and his family a path of escape, a path to follow, and he gave them strict instructions of how to follow that path and what to do, what not to do, what happened? She chose to look back because that's where her heart was, because that's what she'd been looking at, amen? Instead of seeing what God had in store for her, she looked back and she paid dearly. How far are you willing to go before God says that's enough? That hit me hard. How far are you willing to go before God says that's it? I've had enough. Thus saith the Lord, back to our text verse. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. And then after that, he tells us to seek. He says, and ask for the old paths. Well, I tell you what, a good prayer over there in Psalms 25, verse 4 says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Well, I looked up the word path in the dictionary. It says, a way beaten or trodden by feet of man or beast or made hard by wheels. That part of a highway on which animals or carriages ordinarily pass. Applied to the ground only and never to be a paved street in a city. Any narrow way beaten by the foot. And as for the old paths, amen. Proverbs 14, 11 to 12 says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Well, for 31 years here at Appleby Baptist Church, that's exactly what our pastor's been doing, amen. He's been trodding a path. He's been beating out a path for us to follow, amen. He's been teaching us from the Word of God. He's been teaching us the way of the wisdoms from the unadulterated Word of God, from the only Bible that's been authorized by a king, for the only Bible that doesn't have a copyright, for the only Bible whose transcripts or manuscripts weren't found in the trash, amen. And y'all all know what I'm talking about. We've been preaching that a long time. That's that old 1611 King James Bible, amen. There's no other Word of God. This is the pure Word of God, and I'm thankful for the pure, unadulterated Word of God, amen. And I thank God for them old men of God that took a stand, that were willing to see, that were willing to look out for each and every one of you, that weren't afraid to preach heaven real and hell hot, that weren't afraid to preach the unadulterated Word of God, amen. weren't afraid to teach that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, amen. Let me tell you, way back when, years and years ago, on the cross of Calvary, amen, Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, amen. He died on the cross for me. He died on the cross for you, amen. He was buried. He rose again the third day so that through his blood we can have salvation, amen. We can repent of our sins and have eternal life with him, and that's what they've been preaching. Heaven's a real place. Hell's a real place. They like to make hell think it's not that bad. It is. There shall be weeping. There shall be wailing. There shall be gnashing of teeth. Where are you going? I'm thankful that they still preach standards. We're talking about them old men of God, pastor included, the old men of God, all those years walking that same path like a cow, amen. We've all seen cow paths. As big animals as they are, they have paths this wide, this deep, and they just go in the same path. Shouldn't we as Christians do the same thing? Follow the straight and narrow way? That's what we're told to do, amen. Follow the ancient paths, it says. I forget the exact verse, preacher. But that's what they've done. They've gave us a path that follows. We know the New Baptist Church is not going to follow that path. They're not going to listen. Hopefully that's none of y'all. Could be, I don't know. You and God know. God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same thing they preached. How long have you been preaching? 50-something years, amen. The same God 50-something years ago is the same God today, amen. Nothing's changed. That path hasn't changed. It's still the straight and narrow way that'll get you to heaven. It's still the broad way that'll get you to hell, amen. I tell you what we've lost in this generation today. It's a bunch of men that are willing to stand up, take a stand for the things of God, amen, to look out for other people's soul, to care about whether or not somebody's going to hell or not, amen. We've lost that the day we live in. We have a bunch of panty-waist preachers, amen, that aren't standing for nothing. They're going around with every wind of doctrine. They're giving up the Word of God, amen. Boy, it hurts my soul to see it. We see it all the time. Preachers that used to preach heaven, healing, heaven real and hell hot, amen, they've turned by the wayside, amen. Why? I don't know. Why? I don't know, because there's nothing wrong with this old book. There's nothing wrong with the old past. There's nothing wrong with old-time religion, amen. And I thank God. I thank God that we have a preacher that's not scared to preach what thus saith the Lord, regardless of how you feel, regardless of how I feel. Hey, it's still okay to dress right. It's still okay to talk right. It's still okay to act right. It's still okay to spit wide, amen. Nothing's changed. The Word of God ain't changed. What path are you walking? I don't even know where I'm at. Where are you walking? Back in our text, it says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And I covered that. The old path is the good way. The old path that them old men of God set before us. That's the right way. That's a good way, amen. But then it goes on to say, and walk therein. I see a surrender there. You're going to have to surrender yourself and walk therein. You're going to have to surrender to the old past that the old men of God set before us. You're going to have to surrender to what thus saith the Lord, amen. You're going to have to turn not to the right hand or to, well, that's Proverbs 4:26. Let me read it. Proverbs 4:26. Let me just turn there real quick. Y'all can if you want to. I wasn't planning on it, but Proverbs 4:26. Proverbs 4:26 says, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. That kind of goes back to straddling the fence, doesn't it? Quit straddling the fence. And let me just say about straddling the fence. Let me give you a good idea. Have any of y'all ever tried to straddle a barbed wire fence with both feet planted on the ground to stand firmly? No. No, you hadn't. Why? There's a problem there, amen. Yeah, there's a problem there. You're either going to be on one side or the other, or you're going to be in a world of hurt. No different. No different. Well, if you're not paying attention, if you're not looking, you can start to drift off the path. Tell you a little story. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and I'm thankful for His protection. But yesterday, me, Tanner, and McKenzie, we went for a dirt bike ride on back roads at our house. We've done it before numerous times. Well, about 5 minutes into the ride, McKenzie's in the lead. We go around a little corner. We're talking about dirt roads. They have two paths, right? In the middle is loose dirt or rock. Outside is loose dirt or rock, slippery surfaces, right? So we're riding along. She gets a little too close to the outside, a little too far off the path, amen. And she starts to slide, but luckily she pulled the clutch in, hit the brakes, and was able to stop right next to a culvert. Thank the Lord for His protection, amen. You know what she said? I got a little too far, and it just kept pulling me. It just kept pulling me. Hey, the Lord showed me right then and there, the Christian life is no different. If you don't walk that straight and narrow way, if you don't walk, you don't stand in the old path, if you get off just a little bit, let me tell you, the world, the devil, they're pulling at you. They're pulling at you all the time. You have to be willing to say no to the flesh, no to the devil. Take a stand for God, amen. We kept going. Thank the Lord she was okay. We kept going. I don't know, an hour later, we're almost home, about 2 miles from the house. We're almost home. What happens? She gets a little too far off the path again, amen. This time she wasn't so lucky. She started hitting the brakes. She tried to get back. She tried her best to get back on the path. She hit the brakes. The front brake locked up. There went the motorcycle. There went McKenzie skidding across the ground. She's got a few bumps and bruises, but she said this morning she woke up, she's like, now I know how old people feel. Amen. I don't know. That's what she said. I'm just but what I'm telling you is, hey, she's already almost, but by the grace of God, went off the path where she couldn't get back. Second time, she got off the path a little bit, and she tried to get back. She tried her best to get back on the path, back on the road, amen. But this time, even though she tried, it just kept pulling. It just kept pulling. She couldn't get back, and she crashed. Boy, I tell you what, if you don't surrender your will towards God and walk according to His word, there's a good chance in this Christian life that you can find yourself face first in a ditch. Not because it's where you wanted to be, but because you were willing to stray from the path a little bit. Maybe not in everything. Maybe you still go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Maybe you still hear revival time, amen. But what about just that little bit that you're not wanting to comply with? That little bit that you don't want to listen to, amen. Because, well, nah, I won't have much fun if I, you know, it'll be fun, it'll be okay. One day it's not. One day it's not going to be okay and you're going to crash and burn, amen. Then what are you going to say? I tried to get back, but it was too late. You know, there's people following you. Each and every one of you. Andrew, there's people following you. See them little boys asleep back there? They're going to be looking up to you one day. There's people following each and every one of us. Amen. So now for the rest of the story. So McKenzie crashed. I'm behind McKenzie. I slam on my brakes. I lock front and rear everything up. I'm able to control it. I stop fine. Tanner was behind me. That's all I know. I jump off, put the kickstand down. I run up there. He beat me to it. He come flying by me, running. You know, make sure, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? Oh, yeah, somebody. I'm not hurt. I'm sorry I crashed the bike. I'm like, I don't care about the bike. Are you okay? I'm fine. You know, we're wearing protective gear, just so you know. But anyway, but what I didn't know, what she didn't know, I stopped fine. Sure, I skidded a little bit. We were following McKenzie on the dirt road. Tanner wasn't so lucky. He wasn't so lucky. He locked the brakes up. Same thing. Down he went. He got a pretty good scuffed up elbow, but he's tough. But what I'm saying, because she crashed, he did nothing wrong. He was just following. He was just following. He didn't crash. He didn't go off the path, but yet he was following. And when she started veering, it affected him. Made him crash and burn. The same thing goes for each and every one of us. There's people looking at us. There's people following us. And we have to make a decision in our life. Are we willing to let our kids who are following us, to let these other church members that look up to us, amen, are we willing to let them crash and burn for us? Because we don't want to obey the Word of God, because we don't want to walk the old path that the old men of God have trod before us, amen? You have a choice to make. I tell you what would be wise, some of you young kids, some of you olders too. Find you a good godly man. Find you a good godly woman if you're a girl in the church. Somebody that's following God. Somebody that's walking the straight and narrow. Follow them. As long as they're following God. If they start to stray off the path, can't do that. I'm going to stick with what the Word of God says, amen. But find you somebody to look up to. Find you somebody to follow that's standing for what thus saith the Lord, amen. And you can't go wrong with that. There's many of things we can follow out in this old world, and they'll put you in the ditch. Lord, help us. If you will stand in the ways, if you will see and look towards God, if you will seek, ask for the old paths, if you'll surrender, it says, if you'll walk therein, then if we keep going, it says, and ye shall find rest for your souls. I see serenity right there. Find rest in your souls. You'll find rest. You'll find the peace of God that passes all understanding. If you stand, if you see, if you're looking around what's going on, if you seek the mind of God, seek the old paths, and then you'll surrender your pride, surrender yourself to God, you can have the peace that passes all understanding, amen. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, amen. Boy, I'm thankful for the peace of God. Boy, there's many times in my life where I'm restless. I don't know what's going on. There's stuff happening maybe behind the scenes. Stuff, you know, we all have stuff people don't know about that we all deal individually. And sometimes it can be restless. Sometimes it can keep you up at night, amen. But despite all that, he said he'll give you rest for your souls. If you will give it to God, like he says in his book, if you will trust in him, if you will seek him, stand on his promises, amen, he'll give you that rest. He'll give you that peace that passes all understanding, amen. Psalms 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace, amen. Boy, I'm thankful for God's blessings. I'm thankful for his peace that he's given me so many times, even though I didn't deserve it. So many times, even though I failed him, even though I have strayed off that path, he's always been faithful, amen. And he's always right where I left him. On the flip side, if you will not stand in the ways, if you will not see and look towards God, if you will not seek and ask for the old paths, if you will not surrender and walk therein, look at the rest of the verse, the last part of verse 16 of our text. But they said, we will not walk therein. My sixth point and last point, amen. Sad, sad day. Boy, it hurts my heart to see people that used to stand on the old paths, to see people that used to walk with God start to stray, start to get off the old paths. Start to live for the world, amen. It hurts my heart. We will not walk therein. What a sad, sad day that's going to be. 1 John 2:15-17, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. What category are you in? You got peace with God? You got rest for your soul? Or are you saying, I don't think I'm going to walk that path? That's the only two options. Only two options. No straddling the fence. But what I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for this church. Thankful for this church 20-something years ago when God brought us here, me and a wife. Been ups and downs. That's any church, that's anybody. We're all people. Oh, but overall, God's been faithful. Amen. God's been faithful, amen. And again, preacher, I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, sir. I'm unworthy to be standing here before y'all. Why God would use somebody like me, I'll never know. I'm thankful for the times He does. Yes, sir. But preacher, thank you for sticking by the stuff all these years. 50-something. 51. Now we know. Amen. 51 years sticking by the stuff. That's not an easy task. Talk about all we have up and downs. Yeah. That man right there has been through it. Yeah. But regardless, he stuck by the old stuff, by the old paths. What are you willing to stick by? You willing to walk the straight and narrow? You willing to walk the old paths that have been set before us by these old men of God? Or are you going to say, I'm not going to walk therein? The choice is yours. Preach.
All right, let's have our musicians come. Our song director, God bless you. Man. Good job. Excellent. We'll get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe God is tugging at your heart. Maybe you say, preacher, it's me. I need something to be able to lay on the altar before God. This will be a good time to be able to do that. We've got ladies going out, getting ready for the Sunday meal. But maybe you're here and you'd say, preacher, I need something from the hand and from the heart of God. Well, we're going to pray and then we're going to sing. And so if you need something from God, come get it. These old-fashioned altars will do right here. All right, as we get ready, we're going to be singing what number? Number 114. Father, we want to thank you for loving us. We ask your blessings now. You'd finish the message in every hour. How good we thank you, Lord, for the good word of the Lord, the good liberty from God. Maybe there's one lost without God that'd come to know Christ. Maybe somebody say, Lord, I'm a Christian, but I've strayed away. Lord, help us to do that which is right in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While we sing.